Rangers Rambles.
Hello, everyone. We are back on the air for the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me again is none other than my great co-host, Avira.
Oh, you think I'm great. That's so nice. What's going on, everybody?
Next up on the panel, we have some returning hosts. Mikhail.
Hello. Good to be back.
Then our next returning host is Cross.
Hello again.
And joining us for the first time ever from watching and being on our and being with us is Inu. Please give us a kind of proper introduction for yourself and tell us a little fun fact.
Let's see. I am Inu. I am older than dirt, and I am really happy to be here.
Right on. Right on.
You told him this is a Raiders podcast and not the NBC morning show, right?
No.
Oh, uh-oh.
This isn't that.
Darn.
But
sorry, that introduction threw me off.
But either way.
Yeah,
so,
can I just begin with a little bit of a preface, because this epic trolling thing was just too good to pass
to
up.
To ignore.
Yes, and I know, and I'm sure you've seen this just now. All right, let's see if this works. Did you guys go around and see the Nazi furs? Fuck off.
That little
UV print.
The thing on the flag or whatever it was? I think I saw that.
Yes, that.
Yeah, saying that, what was it?
We don't,
I don't
believe
her.
Yeah,
like, or lying. Orange man bad, or dogs can consent as well.
Oh my goodness!
And it's on the internet,
like,
so it must be real.
You can only see it like in UV too. Like, that's so great.
Orange doggo's consent.
Orange doggo bad.
Like, and you know what? Well, after all of this, though, when somebody literally just flashed and found out, all of the panic just straight up and ensued.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they call the trolls, you know, oh, this is Nazi propaganda. Oh, my God. It's like they don't even get the freaking joke.
Not only that, you're going to sit there and say that this blacklight stuff was on the flag at probably the number one blacklight convention in existence. And you're telling me nobody saw it at the convention. Come on. How stupid do you think people are? Don't answer that.
Yeah, no comment, right?
I know. And then after all of that, when you actually go down, read all of the comments, dude, I have only one word to say. Salt.
Yep.
Oof.
There's a lot of people that are so salty about this. Of course, I'm not going to name any names, but I'm just... one person in particular was pretty bad.
I mean, this is something like I would do, like if I was at this blacklight convention, because, you know, I don't know if you guys knew, but my fursuit is UV reactive, so like it glows and changes color in the blacklight. So I'd probably, you know, like wear a t-shirt or something that changes and says something, you know, depending on the lighting.
Yeah,
you know, just for the lulz. I don't know what it would say, but, you know, probably something.
Furry Raiders are innocent.
Orange doggo bad.
Oh, yeah. Probably the Furry Raiders logo. That or MAGA. You know, both of those will get you thrown out of convention, so.
You know what, though? The other lines that they were passing around, and, you know, in that were just amazing as well. Like, what's called? I don't believe her. The makings of a troll at work. Here.
You gotta believe all the whammings. And I'm pretty sure they're talking about the Taz Devil, right?
It could be the hashtag Me Too.
I would imagine they're talking about Taz Devil, though. She's all about that.
No, the I don't believe her thing. That's what was her name that went after Brett Kavanaugh?
It's that whole Me Too movement about the alleged kind of rapes and all that against women.
Yeah, basically it's a jab at Me Too. I thought it was against Dio, actually.
It could be both.
I mean, it could be.
I mean, it could be whatever you want it to be, I guess.
I mean, like, Nazi furs aren't real, but Dio seems to think that there's this big conspiracy that they actually exist.
Well, she's not the only one that believes that, so.
So I wouldn't believe her. You know, she's like, oh, Nazi furs are everywhere. I'm like,
no, Dio isn't real.
I don't know about that.
Christine Ford.
Either way, though.
Either way, it's great.
At this moment, though, there's awesome. Something on my end, and the screen share is a little dingo. So, yeah, just wanted to pass that through. And, man, potential business opportunity for us.
Yeah, just appreciate the trolls, man. They're good work.
Mm-hmm. It's free entertainment.
Yeah, whoever did that, my hat is off to you, man. Good job.
Mm-hmm. So,
or in this case, my icon's not wearing a hat. He's wearing like a crown of some sorts. Circlet. My circlet's off to you.
A circlet? What? What even is that?
It's a little crownlet of some sort.
It's a little crown thing I have on my character's forehead.
I didn't know the name of it. That's interesting. You learn something new every day.
All right, so shall we move on to the next item of discussion? Well, rather to start this off with proper.
Yes.
And that is, you'll never believe who just went on the woke train.
Converse.
Yes. So, without any further ado, if things go well,
shall I read one of the comments?
Or shall we can you fire up the music, the advertising track?
Sure.
Yeah, well, we'll get the video and then that magical amazing poem afterwards.
Give me a second.
Here we go.
Oh, and the comments on this video are just so golden.
Yeah, but some of them really take the cake.
I know. Oh, it's great.
And has also got the attention of the Gateway Pundits. They made an article about this as well, which is great as well.
There was a woman lived in a shoe. She didn't have time to be told what to do. She traveled the world and had no plans to
Are you screen sharing this?
Her right to choose the life that she lived.
Just audio.
There was a young woman who lived in a shoe. She was called every name, even a shrew. But this little queen could not care less. She had better things to do than listen to pathetic trolls scream at her for being a smart, confident woman.
Oof! That's their actual commercial. Like, they promoted
And the poetry is so bad!
She has better things to do than be told, by men. She can't do it. Like, what the heck?
What kind of poetry is that?
It's not. It's feminist propaganda. That's what
it is. I crashed out. So if you want to listen with me, yes, I crashed out quite badly.
That's all right. You're back.
And so is your doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
Your doppelganger is back. It's weird how that happens a lot. Ugh.
I just don't
Okay, it's gone
why,
now.
I don't get why these companies think that, going woke is like a good thing to do. Like, have you seen like the like to dislike ratio on this video already?
It's
like,
free publicity for them. That's why they do it. They know it's going to grab attention.
Yeah, but it's going to lose business. People are going to boycott.
Oh, what I miss. What
well,
I, miss
I mean, everybody
minute,
said that about Gillette and they're still kicking it. So, I mean, it hasn't really affected too many companies very negatively. Nike did it and their stocks are higher than ever from my knowledge. As I know, they took a big boost. Gillette, I didn't really follow it, but they didn't go bankrupt or nothing. So Converse is going to be the same thing. They're going to have some free publicity for a while. Their stocks will go up, and then everybody will forget, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah,
I just pulled up this video.
Videos.
I just pulled up this video 10 minutes ago, and this is the official Converse YouTube.
Oh, boy.
It has 8.9 million views, 16,000 likes, and 15,000 dislikes. So it's about even. And
an hour
when
ago,
Gillette
was at 14,000 dislikes. Oh, my goodness.
When Gillette pulled their little stunt, my protest was, I'm never buying anything from them again, including anything made by, what was it, Procter & Gamble?
Yeah.
Because Procter & Gamble is the parent company of Gillette. And if like a lot of us stopped buying their propaganda crap, well, maybe their stocks wouldn't shoot up so high. Because let me see, since 20 years I've been buying their stuff and then they just call me garbage. Do I buy more of it?
Like, and especially for a company that sells shaving products, you know, men's
who's
shave,
their target? Why would they who's do their that? Target market?
Men.
Humans. Humans. And they're calling half of us garbage. Like, what the heck? That's not a good business model.
It doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but at least Gillette kind of turned it around at the end of their ad. Like, this.
That's a little.
I can't even formulate a response to this ad because I truthfully have no idea where to begin, like, ripping this thing apart.
The Gillette thing was a little too late after when they realized the mistake. It was just the damage has been done too little too late.
Yeah, they actually did make an ad afterwards that was, like, promoting men, like, working as firemen and construction and things like that. But again, like you said, the damage is done. You know, it's
and by the way, Jolt, if you don't mind scrolling down a bit so we can see some of the better comments.
Oh, yes. Let's get into
it. Oh, the one says a woman who lived in a shoe. She got fired from BuzzFeed, then Converse 2.
Yes.
Oh, Colin, you got to read that thing.
Keep going down. It's great. This is the best one. It's like this guy takes the cake. There once was a young feminist who lived in an old Converse shoe. She was taught to hate men since she was only two. With her purple hair cut short and her frumpy disposition, being a victim seemed to be only her only mission. Perhaps early on, someone had broken her heart. Now her only companion is a cucumber from Walmart. With her 100,000 college debt and her women studies degree held high, she's angry at the patriarchy and those toxic masculine guys. But sometimes at night, or secretly during the day, she opens her Kindle and reads 50 Shades of Grey. I'm sorry, that one is just too good.
Oh, that's perfect.
She thinks these feelings are so confusing. I long to be taken. I long for a man to bring home the bacon. But according to society, I must be wrong. I know my social justice professor was right all along. So she steals her resolve to break through the glass ceiling. But why does everyone keep hurting her feelings? After a long day of being offended and ruining everything great, she secretly wonders where her innocence went and why she's so full of hate. She's so mad at Trump, still bitter about the election. But who has harmed her more, Trump or that damned yeast infection? She's suction-empowered women, though, but at what cost? Perhaps she was misled. Perhaps she was brainwashed. No, this couldn't be true. I'm a young feminist who lives in an old Converse shoe.
this guy. I mean, wow.
If I was an English teacher, I would give him an A+.
Damn straight.
That's amazing.
Definitely an A for effort.
And, you know, comments like this, though, are actually being deleted on the video because, you know, of course.
Yeah, I've actually tried looking for that comment and I can't find it.
And if I saw this comment, hell, I'd give it a like. And I'm sure thousands of other people would too, because it's just so
good. Speaking of stuff like this, though, do you think, like, Gillette, we had the worst commercial yet, and Converse, hold my beer?
Well, this is weird because, like, it wasn't like hating on men, kind of. It was more like this feminist propaganda nonsense. I guess it was also hating on men, too.
Look,
she doesn't need anyone. And Converse shoes? I mean, like, it's a shoe company. Like, it's not even remotely supposed to be gendered. Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
What's her name that opened the movie last week? On Woman's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that Captain Marvel?
Yeah. Captain Marvel. All right, I'll admit, I'll own it. I watch Survivor every week when it's on. During Survivor, the ads, I was watching the ads, and one of the ads was number one movie in movie theaters for 2 weeks straight. And I'm thinking, well, that's probably the number one movie because it was the only movie.
It was, yeah.
It was being displayed. Movie. Well, it was being displayed. They bought out all the theaters.
They paid all the money to buy out all the theaters so that their movie was the only movie, and so they can say number one movie in two weeks straight.
Yeah, it's like, here's the thing, though.
It's like the box office, like the amount of money, the budget it took to make the movie was $152 million. Well, that may be true, but how much did you spend on advertising?
Precisely, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why they are trying. It's like they're selling the delusion. They're an illusion to people by saying, look, we beat the box office. We beat our quota for the budget for how much the movie costs. Well, yeah, but how much did you spend on advertising?
Yeah. Look, we ain't going to be seeing you with the Oscars.
Strong, empowered woman does, you see?
Well, there's also a little bit of evidence out there that Disney itself actually bought its own tickets for the movie to kind of artificially inflate the numbers to make it look better than it actually is.
Yeah, so that could be.
That's still an ongoing thing.
Yeah, that could be also another possibility as well. I'm just thinking that this
commercial for Converse sneakers, how many women wear Converse sneakers? How many men wear Converse sneakers? And how many feminists wear Converse sneakers? How many? Because, God, really?
Also, this ad doesn't make me want to buy those shoes. It just makes me feel like, okay, well, whoop-de-doo.
You want to know something? I've never heard of Converse. I've never heard of Converse shoes before because I really don't care about that kind of crap. Exactly. As long as I don't care about the kind of pair of shoes I get. I get whatever's cheap for me.
Yeah, right? Practical.
Yeah. And now...
Walmart, $20 done.
Yeah, and those shoes can typically last you about a year or two.
But yeah, now, what other alternatives to Converse can we recommend?
Vans? Maybe Vans? I guess.
Adidas.
The only reason I heard of Converse is because I had to buy shoes for my new job to climb up on roofs, so I was looking at skateboarding shoes. And I saw Converse. I was like, oh, okay. I've never heard of them. I only knew Vans in, like, D.C.
Wait, what? You had skateboarding shoes to climb on a roof?
Yeah, because, you know, you're walking on shingles. It's kind of like the same texture as, like, the top of a skateboard. So.
I can see that.
The right thing for grip, eh? I love me a good skateboard.
It's a lot cheaper than the friggin' Cougar Paws that my company bought me. Those were, like, $180. I don't even wear them.
Ooh.
Cougar Paws. It sounds like a furry company.
Yeah, it made me laugh when they told me, like, yeah, get yourself a pair of Cougar Paws. I was like, is that what they're actually called? Like, that's hysterical.
Sounds like something like Made For You would sell.
You're right.
Well, I've got some fox paws and I've got some wolf paws and I've got a squirrel paws, but I guess I could use some Cougar Paws too.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know why they call them Cougar Paws. Can cougars, like, climb stuff?
Amazing.
Yeah. They're cats.
It would make it, kind of, but...
Like, can they walk on a roof without falling? Because that's, like, what... that's, like, what I was told.
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, right. My goodness. But you know what, though? In the grand scheme of things, though, you just going to go off and watch Converse crash and burn.
One person
brought up something. Marketing specialist with a woman's study dual major. Bad move.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what, though? I still can't get over how in that poem, she literally just went up and said, you know, like, ooh, I did this so I can own the trolls.
Yeah, right? Like, all the trolls that say she can't
really
do whatever she wants? Like, huh?
It's like, you're fessing up to... It's like, you're making a...
I want to play it again. It's the last 20 seconds.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, I really didn't expect that turn. Like, yeah, it was okay in the beginning. I was like, yeah, okay, whoop-de-doo, you know, girl power. And then at the end, it's like, oh, and F the trolls and all of this. I was like,
yeah, I'm reading something right now. Apparently, Nike owns Converse, so that kind of explains
it. Oh, well, now we've gone full circle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was a curveball.
Wow.
What a curveball.
Let's see. They hate
Hang on,
men,
let me just make sure I'm right. Let me keep reading.
Yeah, do they? I mean, that would make a lot of sense.
I mean, if it did, that would have made absolute sense because of that whole Kaepernick kerfuffle.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're,
Nike owns Converse?
Purchased by Nike for $305 million. This is a while ago.
Oh, jeez.
This is an article back in 2003.
And you see, this is why I will not buy anything by Procter & Gamble, because nobody knows that Gillette is Procter & Gamble unless you see this tiny little, the thing on the back of the label.
Doesn't matter, though. At least we're not exactly in the market for Nikes, though. We'll take our money to somebody who actually wants our money without the virtue signaling.
Nike shoes aren't even that great.
Aleve Aspirin did an ad. How often do you see a single dad raising his son? I saw that ad right after I seen the other ad for...
Guys, before we wrap this up, there's another poem that just suddenly popped up into the live comments, Middlesex account. It was 2019. Women had equal rights, even more rights than men, when husbands and wives fight. But Gillette got woke, then Converse too, and their male clientele, they all said, F you. They brought chicken New Balance, who didn't deride them, and kept more of their paycheck, red-pilled all despite them.
That's great. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
While I like the humor, it's not solving the problem.
True.
Well, so what is the problem? I would say companies alienating customers.
That's what it is. Yeah.
The problem is
people are so hell-bent on driving this wedge between everybody, and it's not doing anything to help anybody.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to keep driving the wedge until they eventually split us as far apart as they possibly can, and that's when shit's really going to hit the fan.
Yeah, divide and conquer.
So, anyway, with that said, I think we can pretty much close the lid on Gillette, and we're going to move on to the next item. AKA the Google console. Known as the Stadia.
Oh, this is interesting. You know, I'm not really sure how to feel about this. Because, like, I think if this were to be done, it should have been done years ago. You know, when Google was developing all of its businesses, all of its apps. And they're just doing this now? I don't know.
I mean, I have a feeling because, I feel like it's almost going to be like a PC sort of console where like, because obviously like now you're going to have developers out there with these games. They're going to have to start making these Google console like version games. I think it's just going to be like the Google console will probably be a lot of like you won't be able to go and buy a disc. You'll just download it sort of like how you do on Steam on the PC because Google's pretty much the internet these days.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you would just download it straight from the internet onto your console, and that's how you get your games. Now, all this new cross-platform stuff that they're doing with Xbox and PlayStation and PC, I think this is a perfect time for Google to jump in while that's still sort of in its test kind of phase, for lack of a better term. So it'll be interesting.
I don't even think it's a download DLC thing to a console, because I watched the video, and the video said because they played it on their Google Fire Stick or whatever it's called. The little USB thing that you plug in at the side of the TV. You can tell I'm old. But it's 4K in one of those little sticks. So you want to download a game, it goes from the Google server to the Google server, and then it just streams it to your TV. Ooh. I don't know. The video could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I've read up a lot about it, so I don't really know. I'm just speculating.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of finally weird to see Google basically go in and try and, you know, muscle their way into the console market.
They've been trying a lot of weird things. I mean, they already have, like, a response to Alexa. You know, they have, like, the Google thing, little robots happening.
Well, they have their own phone sort of thing going now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're getting to a lot of different markets. About the video games, though, you know, it's risky when you don't have a physical copy of a game, because, like, if you have to download
my Xbox, like, I download all my games, and if the server goes down, you can still play the game. You just can't play it online. Like, all the games that I download, if I can't get on the internet, I can still play them offline.
Yeah,
because it downloads it to the actual hard drive on the console.
And that's the problem that the guy in the other video that I was watching was saying, because if the Google server is down, well, you have no access to it, because it doesn't download to your TV or your console. It downloads to its own self.
Oh, so it just streams, basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's how they can get 4K out of it.
Yeah, but how often does, even like when you talk about PlayStation and Xbox, how often do the servers go down? And when they do go down, how long are they down for?
Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, like, in time. Like, let's say 10 years from now, when it's no longer, like, relevant,
mm-hmm.
and we have a PlayStation 7 or whatever. I mean,
they said because the latency is almost non-existent. That's how good it is. I don't know.
guys, you know what, though? Speaking of Google Console, you just have to go and see the prototype controller that they came up with before it became what it is now.
All right, so I want your guys' opinion on this. Do you think it looks like a pair of underwear?
I would say it looks like a knockoff of like the old PlayStation controllers.
Only it looks worse, and it looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that does not look like it's comfortable to hold.
Controllers had better ergonomics than this.
It looks like boxer shorts.
I did not really like the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 controllers compared to the 1 controllers and the 360 ones, because they were just unwieldy to me.
Yeah, I like the PS1 classic.
Look at this. Look at the 3D renderings here too.
Oh my god.
All the joysticks are like sort of angled, it looks like.
It's literally like somebody decided to carve like from a solid block and say, oh, how do I make this more shapely? I know, let's use a chisel.
That's a weird design.
That's the prototype of it, though, so that's not...
Yeah, well, it's a prototype, so I'm sure when it gets watered down and they release it to the market, it's a lot different.
Darkest, the grips are too blocky. Was this made in Minecraft?
I can buy that. I could literally... It would look convincing enough that I could pass it off as such. But you know what? That kills me, though. The overuse of the Google color scheme on the directional pad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh, you gotta have that marketing.
Yeah, and there's a Google logo in the middle and the front, like on the start button of some kind. I guess that starts up the controller.
It's a Google console, so that kind of makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, it's just like the Xbox having their X. But yeah.
I'm not sure if like a new console out there is really going to be profitable, though.
Or it's one that's, you know, what everybody...
Yeah, well, people said that about the Nintendo Switch, too, and that thing took off like a rocket.
Mm.
Okay, well, yeah, but it's also like Nintendo, you know? I mean, Google, like, it's never even stepped into video games really before, and now it's creating its own console, like, with all these new features? Yeah.
I think they should stick to Fruit Ninja and Candy Crush-type games.
I'm interested to see how this goes, because, you know what, if it launches and it's successful, it's going to change the console gaming industry forever, because you know all the consoles are going to be looking to do something similar to it.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I guess in a way, some people want a replacement for Sony.
Yeah, this might be it.
But it's also Google at the same time, though, and Google is a little bit questionable at times.
I know. And speaking
they're also a multi-billion-dollar company, too, so they have the resources to to develop this. You
know, it's one more technical resource put in use to get ads.
Yeah, that's where all the shifty stuff comes in.
It's just one more tentacle to put into you and to get all your information to sell you more ads. That's what Google's about. It's about money. It's not about pleasing the people. They need money.
Yeah. Also, here's another little hypothetical thing regarding the Google console, because it has all the Google utilities, supposedly. All right, let's say you're not great at this one particular game. What do you do?
Uninstall it.
Do you A, do that? Do you B, try to get better at it? Do you C, look for a bit of assistance, like a guide or something? Well, Google has option D for you.
Oh?
Google Stadia will help you beat games if you ask assistant for help.
Jesus.
All right.
So basically, everyone's a winner. Yay.
Participation awards. Yep.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew they were going to do something like that.
Well, to be fair, if there weren't like those guides for Grand Theft Auto, I probably wouldn't have beaten any of the Grand Theft Auto games that came before GTA 4 because I used guides for every single one of them.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I've looked at like tutorials online and stuff to like figure out, you know, certain puzzles and games and whatnot.
I mean,
putting
cheat
codes and
I mean,
it's not like we weren't figuring out ways to beat the system either.
Oh, yeah.
For my game, I had to get better at learning how to play Age of Empires against people competitively.
You know, Cross, he just said something that just struck a note with me about cheating. Can you cheat with a Google console? Can you mod a Google console?
Probably.
It's connected directly to the internet. It sounds like it's basically going to be like a PC. Maybe.
Are you going to get banned the way they used to ban the 360s?
Well, it depends on, like, I'm talking about like offline single player, like the days of like Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, when you would do, you know, R1, R1, L2, L1, left down, right up, left down, right up, and you would get unlimited guns and unlimited bullets.
Not going online
like people would do in SOCOM, where they would get a friggin' SR-25 sniper and shoot it like it was a machine gun. Not stuff like that.
But this is
that'll get you banned on a PlayStation and an Xbox too.
This is online only though, isn't it?
It depends on who's making the games though.
Yeah.
It comes down to the developers.
My favorite cheat was the flying
cards. Google's trying to do as well. Like if you literally get stuck and you know you just press one button, call up Google Assistant, oh hey, here's a solution to it. I mean,
well, then again, like when I was, I think it was one of the Far Cry games I was playing, I couldn't get past the mission. I went on Google and I said, how the fuck do I beat this? Because I couldn't figure it out. So, same kind of thing.
Yeah, but now I guess you get direct assistance.
Yeah,
it's basically going to beat the game for you. That's pretty much what it's saying.
And you know what the good part was? I'm not promoting this, but rather, like, the games journalists from sites like Polygon who hate gamers are literally lauding this, and you know, and all the people with you know who really are passionate about games are just like, okay, there's a new lower level of difficulty, and that's games journalists. It's lower than you know, the lowest.
Hmm. Well, it's like
one person says there is no offline on the Google system. Your streaming the files are stored elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
Does that answer that question?
So there's probably no modding. The way you can get free money in GTA, the way you can do the...
It depends on the type of mods, too, because you got Minecraft servers where people mod the living crap out of those and nothing happens.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. They're only going to ban you if your mods lose them money.
So, like, if we do an ad blocker, perhaps?
Oh!
Well, they're only getting...
Wow.
They're only getting money on ads they put up by you if you... I think it's like if you click on the ad or something. So, if you just ignore the ads, then it's... Mm-hmm. It's really just their sponsors that are paying them at that point.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Ad blocking. If that could be, like, you know, somehow hacked into it and to make that not happen.
Everyone who dials into the Google, they're going to have a specific ad ID. That ID is tied to your email.
That's actually, you know what, though? Imagine you're playing on this Google console and all of a sudden all the advertising shows up interrupting your games.
I don't think that's how that would work.
Oh, I hope not. That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think you'll probably get ads like in loading screens and stuff like that. I don't think you're going to be playing Grand Theft Auto on a Google Chrome thing, getting shot at by 50 people, and all of a sudden an ad comes up to screw you up. I don't think it's going to be like that.
Oh, I wonder if like the AR is banned. Will they ban it on Google?
Right. Gun control in games.
Well, being that you can go on Google and type in AR-15 and learn pretty much anything you want about it, I would probably say no.
Well, I mean, if they...
That's educational purposes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could go on Google and find just games that are out there, just like those weird online sort of games like back in the days of Newgrounds.
Oh,
and shoot people with AR-15s.
Yeah, Newgrounds. That was great.
But anyways, that kind of stuffs that up. There's some other little comments. Blue says, blah, blah, blah. There's a piece of art that's coming on, but that's for our personal group, but that's, yeah, coming down maybe later down the line. You might get to see it.
Oh, cool.
In the middle of Doom, an ad for Demon Tolerance shows up, and then we need more demon refugees.
Hashtag save Demon Stan. What in the heck?
I wonder if we can play Minecraft on this Google thing, can we build walls?
Oh. Are the demons going to pay for it?
No, are the mobs going to pay for it? Like the mobs in Minecraft.
No, the creepers are just coming and blow them up.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
I'm not touching that one with a 20-foot pole.
I can. It'd be the Israel-Palestine conflict all over again.
Oh, good grief. Anyways.
I don't know why.
Well, I'm probably put on a few blacklists now, but I don't care.
Oh, God. I'm dying.
Anyway, guys. So, I think it's time we've moved to the next kind of little item side. Just on a similar tangent. Because we're still on games, and you know, because this is a an ongoing story. I think we all know that there's always this kerfuffle with Epic Games. Case in point, Exhibit A.
Fortnite sucks. There, I said it.
Yeah. Epic Boss says developers will decide who wins the game store wars, not consumers.
What? Anti-capitalist.
What is the game store wars?
Valve versus Epic versus, you know, Microsoft versus Ubisoft versus EA versus...
Oh, so it's like, well, like who's the better developer?
No, who can sell the... Who has the best shop front and who can get the best games on their shop front?
I'm seeing something different.
WebArchive.org not working for you?
No. I'm imagining something different. Maybe this could be a good thing for gamers because we'll have them competing against each other.
Look, exclusive. It's one thing to say I want exclusive games that are exclusive to a certain shop front. It's another to literally do what Epic Games is doing and poach them and deny them, you know, from being sold on Steam, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened with Metro Exodus. I mean, they freaking Exodus right out of freaking Steam.
Yeah, then they can manipulate the prices all they want. They have a monopoly over.
I mean, yeah, for a year.
Said they're gonna do that for about a year, and then they're gonna put it on Steam maybe about a year later or so, so they could probably keep milking money.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you know what, though? It's kind of funny. The next game that Epic has poached is another game from the makers of Hyperlight Drifter. And you know what? And when people found out that he was poached, everybody on the support, like, they just decided to withdraw the support. Like, I want chargebacks from the, you know, from the kick from the fundraisers. Hmm. Like, you could argue that this is literally an anti-competitive practice. Like, this whole what Epic is doing.
Yeah.
Well, especially the fact that they're bragging about it. I mean, that's kind of weird. They're like, nope, we got this.
All I know is that there's one game that I used to love. I use past tense because I can't get Origin to install anymore. It just became so difficult, and it's just, oh, God, you know what? You got my money already. You don't care about me. Good riddance.
Yeah,
it's one less piece of crap on my computer.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny, though? Like, with EA's failure, you know what else is going to fail? Apex Legends was only thing because they paid streamers like Ninja $1 million to make it popular.
Ooh. Oh, wow. He got $1 million for playing games? Hell, I want his job. I could play games on camera. Like, that's all good. Yeah.
Yeah, you get bored really quick, though.
But to promote freaking Apex Legends of all games, which is nothing but wokeness.
I know, that's kind of
weird. Well, yeah, but there's also another game where it's like has less than 200 people playing it as Artifact.
Oh, that you can't save that. You can't
only
save
less
that.
Than 200? I thought there was a lot more people playing that.
Can't save Artifact, sorry.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, I think Jason FX did a video about it where he said, like, it's like less than 200 playing Artifact.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, he made a video about that, and it's just like, oof.
Oh,
there's some good stuff coming. I see in live comments so far. I see for asks, who are the creepers? The Muslims? Oh, you went there.
Yeah,
hey, that was not the intent of that conversation. You shut your mouth.
I was going to read that one, too. We also have a wild fox appears. He says, I play games every day. Where's my sponsorship? Right? Where is my sponsorship?
Yeah, where's my sponsorship? Because I've been playing games all my life.
Yeah, well, you got to be good at them to get sponsors.
I said it. Yeah, I've been getting pretty bad at playing Age of Empires as of late. I'm kind of washed up at this point.
Here's another little question, though. Crystal Love asks, why do Nazis need to be furs?
Well, could
Jesus
they be scales?
Christ.
I don't know. Maybe there's some scaly Nazis out there that we don't know about.
Nazi
oh, believe
fish.
Me, I saw this little piece of artwork where, you know, where there were Nazi rats and Hitler was literally a gorilla resurrected as a gorilla.
What?
What?
that's interesting.
It literally put the meaning in Harambe Hitler.
Oh,
oh God.
They ruined Harambe.
Wow.
And all the other
how
Nazis
dare they?
Rats. Like.
Well, come on. I mean, if these people like to do a lot of witchcraft. They're I mean, what do you expect?
I mean, I would expect them to not be rats, because that's what they call Jews, and apparently they hate the Jews, so that really doesn't make a lot of sense. That's kind of hypocritical.
What?
That's like a Jewish Nazi, like, that doesn't make sense.
It's a stereotype, but hey.
Jewish well, Nazi know. Zombie?
Oh, good.
Mecca
oh,
Jewish
goodness.
Hitler.
God, where are we headed towards now?
I don't know. Can we please get on to the next topic?
Oh, jeez. Toonie says Pikachu is Jewish.
What?
No, he's Japanese. What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Toonie?
Oh, my.
Oh, God, I just got it. I just got a Pikachu.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, I see where it comes from. All right.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty funny.
You guys are
oh,
stick.
Oh, Wild Fox Ben Shapiro? Pikachu, yeah. Pikachu. Yeah, we got it, Toonie. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I wonder why we had to freaking...
Oh, God. Can we please get to the next topic?
Zero chances of monetizing on this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Damn right. Oh, yeah. Let's finally call the epic thing a little bit of a wrap, because whatever your opinions of it, though, I'm just going to avoid it because they're literally collecting your information, among other things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, pretty much every major social media.
I mean, not so much that, but rather, you know, they're freaking thingoed like by the Chinese. And you know what? I think maybe people who the winners from Epic Store will be the Chinese.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I mean, yeah, remember
they love to profit off your information.
Remember, Tencent owns a big stake in, you know, Epic Games and all that, so. Yeah, what you put out on Steam and other stuff. But anyway, this
man,
last
the freaking, yeah. the freaking Chinese government, man, they're fucking perverts. So, and they're trying to all this stuff about people getting into their personal shit.
Hey, DHgate has never stolen anything.
Hey, remember, this was the very same Chinese thingo that was discouraged. They couldn't call a furry. They had to call it a funny animal.
Yeah, right? Oh, this person was wearing a mask because it was too cold outside. I don't think so. I don't think so.
But at the end of the day, yeah. Anyway, now this last topic, though. This one here, Cross, you might know a lot more about this than any of us here do, because this is your field of expertise, right? This is an aviation-based topic, and we know what recently kind of transpired. The whole dust-up with the Boeing 737 Maxes.
Oh, yay.
Would you be able to kind of lead us through it, though? Because there is... What kind of caused, like, two of those...
From what I read, the 738 MAX, and yes, I said 738 on purpose. What they did is they redesigned something with the engines. I think they made the engines bigger or something, but because of how low the plane sits, they moved them further up on the wings.
Are they hybrid?
Because if they didn't, they were going to hit the ground, or they would be too close to the ground, whatever it was. So they. Boeing designed this software. It's called MCAS, which stands for Maneuverability Characteristics Something System. And basically what it does is it counteracts, because of where the engines are mounted on the wings, It gives the plane the tendency to pitch up. And if you pitch up too high, the plane stalls and you fall out of the sky. So the MCAS basically counteracts that and pitches the nose back down. And this is all apparently done like while it's being flown by hand, which I guess would explain why these two crashes happened not long after takeoff when the pilots are manually flying the planes. For whatever reason, the thing is just pitching the plane down, and it's not like it's just not coming back up when I guess the pilots are making inputs or something. I don't know. I mean, probably somebody that flies for a living could probably answer it better than I can. Somebody like Omnom or whoever the other Fox guy is.
So this is basically supposed to help planes, you know.
It's supposed to help it not crash. It's supposed to help it not stall out.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the other things that I read that was pretty interesting is that, what I've seen on every single plane that I've ever worked with, there's a gauge called the angle of attack indicator. Basically what angle of attack means, it's the pitch of the wings relative to the air that's flying to it. Now, the angle of it, like there's a critical angle of attack, which means that no matter how fast you're flying, how high you are, whatever, once you hit a certain angle, the plane is going to stall. So this angle of attack indicator is like a vane on the, usually located on the nose of the plane, and there's a gauge on the inside of the plane that will tell you what the angle of attack is. Apparently on the 738 MAX, it's a optional feature, which is mind-boggling to me, because like I said, every plane I've ever seen in my life has this thing on it. I thought it was just standard.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be.
Yeah.
So it's become the Toyota hybrid.
Basically, I guess. I don't get that reference.
But I mean, you could.
But what's interesting is that both of these crashes happened on airlines in, I guess, what you would call like third worldish kind of countries. Like, they're not U.S. airplanes and European airplanes that are falling out of the sky. And I think a lot of it has to do with the training, too, because however many 738 MAXs that are out there, two of them crash in a five-month period, and they're all in countries where it's known that the training there is not that great. So I think it has to do with maybe not being properly told about the system, like the system being there, and not being trained fluently on that plane.
Is this what happened to that airplane that disappeared? I think it was M3.
No, that plane disappeared because science. This was, one was a Lion Air flight back in like October. And then the recent one was the Ethiopian crash.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wow. Is it something that you can argue that that it's really electronics basically being a little too intrusive or so? That's
not really. And I saw the thing that President Trump put out, and it's like, here open the floodgates for idiots that know nothing about airplanes but think they know everything because they were a passenger on a flying torpedo once in their life and they sat in row 38. And that definitely doesn't help the scenario when you have a whole bunch of idiots that are out there that know nothing trying to comment on things. That flying is a lot safer now than it was back in the 1950s because computers are flying these planes. Now, obviously, mm-hmm. you still have pilot control when you're taking off, landing, taxiing, things like that. But with how many systems are on the planes because of how computerized everything is now, like, you can't have two people up on the flight deck monitoring hundreds of these systems. So you have a couple of computers that do it. The pilot just sits there, makes sure everything is okay and that no red lights are flashing up. And if they do, mm-hmm. then they address it then. But I wouldn't say that they're too complex to fly, because if they were, then there'd be a lot more than just two planes in a five-month period dropping out of the sky because of the lack of pilot knowledge.
Right.
Yeah. Like you also brought up an interesting point about the angle of attack. Now, have you ever seen that thing that's like the zero-G plane where it flies up and flies down and it's like you're weightless for like 20 seconds?
Yeah, you're weightless as the thing falls out of the sky.
Yeah, but like, so would that technically be an example of it actually falling out of the sky, or is that easily controllable?
Mm-hmm. Look, pitching it up and pitching it down, I've done it in the planes that I fly, and I fly Ford Focuses with wings. Mm-hmm.
Wow. But it's extreme though. I mean, like people are literally like weightless.
But it's not, because if it was too extreme, you would slam your head into the top of the plane when they do it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've never seen what it looks like from the outside when they're doing it, but I would imagine it probably does not look as extreme as people think.
Mm. Yeah.
Because if it's only for 20 seconds, you're probably only going down a few hundred feet. Like, it's probably nothing drastic.
Huh, interesting.
But anyway, you know what also fascinated me, just to steer this on the side, was that people were so upset over the toilets found in the 738 MAX, as you'd so call it.
So it's probably just like every other lav on any other 737. Yeah, it's a pantry closet. Yeah, it's about the same on every plane.
Shrinking plane toilet urinals are next to.
That's
you think the lav on the 737 is small? You should try the ERJs or the CRJs or something like that.
Huh.
I also
standing in those.
I love the social media response too. People like standing, like with their heads bent, and they're like, "Oh, look at how small this bathroom is! I can't believe this."
I'm 5'7" too, but
yeah, look at this.
I've never seen a urinal on a plane. I'd like it though.
I've never seen one either. Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
And how does this make sense, though? Like, if they're trying to shrink the size of bathrooms, why include a urinal? Like, is it for both men and women, or do they have a separate bathroom?
Look at
for
this.
Women?
It's
what is that?
It's for men, logically, but at the same token,
no, I know, but I see like a men's one and a women's one. It's a little confusing.
Yeah, oh, I see the problem.
Just have a normal toilet for both genders. Like, wouldn't that just make sense?
That's how every airplane is designed. It's everybody uses the same bathroom.
There's two men and there's one woman. That's why.
Yeah, there's one woman and it has the toilet, and the two men just have urinals. So what? Do they have to expect us men to hold in our shit now?
Yeah, that's
no. I don't think that's what they're trying to say there.
I'm just a troll.
I mean, look. Either way, though, what the bottom line of this is basically like it's built to fit more passengers in, supposedly.
They need a non-binary bathroom.
apparently, I heard that the Ryanair 738 Maxes can accommodate 210, and then which is way more than some American models.
Yeah, well, because Americans like their space, and we need our economy plus and our first class. Like, other countries don't have stuff like that. It's everybody sits in coach, deal with it.
We're also really fat in America.
That's like the A380. Like, I think there's six different configurations you can have, and one such configuration, which I think China and India, maybe not India, maybe it was just China. The configuration they had was it was like 810 people you could fit on an A380. The whole airplane was configured in a coach class. That's how you get all those people on that plane. You don't give them, like what Emirates does, you don't give them a friggin' hotel suite on the top floor. Like, no, everybody gets the same friggin' seat, and off you go. That's what that plane was designed for. It wasn't designed to put 600 people on it, because all you got is a double-deck 777 with two extra engines on it. Like... And that's why Airbus is, I think they're looking to discontinue, or they're already discontinuing it because it's not doing as well as they thought. And now they have all these other planes that they're building that are much more fuel efficient and can fit the same amount of people.
Yeah, like I've been on planes before as a passenger. And I really don't care where I sit as long as I get from point A to point B.
I'm the same way as well.
The only time it bothers me is when there's screaming kids on the plane and they're sitting directly behind me.
Yep.
I like the airplane that has the room in front of me and on the side of me because I am a fat American and I want a large seat. I don't feel like I need to buy two tickets because one butt goes on one side and the other butt cheek goes on the other side. You know what? I'm almost a size 40 in my waist. I sit in that seat, and it's like sitting in the seat of a Honda Accord. It's really small. If I wanted to sit in a Honda Accord, I would drive a Honda Accord. I'm an airplane.
The one thing that kills me about airplane, because I fly all the time for work, is that I'll be like, because like usually by the time I book the flight, it's like 5 days before I'm supposed to go. So like I'm just getting whatever's left. So half the time I'm sitting at the very back of the plane. And it's amazing how I'll be on a 737 in row like 27, plane lands, gets to the gate, everybody stands up. You're not getting off the plane for at least another 15 minutes. Why are you standing up? And then everybody's rushing and pushing through each other to get off the plane. And then guess who I see 25 minutes later when I get off the plane standing at the baggage carousel. Cool. You sprinted off the plane to baggage to sit there and sit in a circle for 20 minutes waiting for your bag. Meanwhile, I took my time. I stopped at the restroom. I got something to drink. And here we are, and the friggin' thing hasn't even started spinning yet.
Yeah, well, racing 100 miles an hour to stop at the next flight.
Yeah, it's hysterical to me. Like just like the different things that I've picked up on since I've been flying as much as I do. It's hysterical.
That kind of reminds me of people who speed up to red lights. It's like, why? Like, you're speeding up, oh, I gotta get to that light, but it's already
first in line, eh? Just gotta get fast launch when the lights go green.
Doing 100 miles an hour to stop at the next light.
Right? And the same thing goes for people that are boarding the plane, and they're, like, sprinting up to board. It's like, plane's not going anywhere without you. You're in boarding group one. There's eight more groups behind you. We're not going nowhere.
But, yeah. Anyway, some little interesting live comments. Middlesex account says, keep in mind that those who build the wing of the plane, like Boeing, Airbus, etc., do not pick the engines. The airline selects them, even if the manufacturer says no. and most of these crashes are resulting from poorly trained pilots who don't understand the system and are fighting against the anti-stall or training from the airlines. But yes, the big boys fly themselves. It's important for pilots to be trained on their planes. It's so rare for this to be the fault of the manufacturer, usually training, sometimes upkeep, always airline.
Well, one thing that should be pointed out is that the whole MCAS system wasn't something that Boeing fully disclosed. They did some shady stuff with this new system. That was one of the things that I read, that like they put the system on the plane and essentially didn't tell anybody about it.
Right. But for the time being, yeah, it's not, you would say, what's the verdict? Is it unsafe to fly on it?
At this, I mean, two crashes in 5 months. That's, to me, that's not like, that to me doesn't say that this plane needs to be grounded right now. Like, what I mean, like if they were falling, because let's not forget the 737, this isn't the first time we've had problems with this plane. Years and years and years ago, you know, there was the problem with one of the servos in the tail where I think it was like the rudder would get stuck and the planes were literally falling out of the sky. That was a huge problem because that was happening to almost every single plane. Now, if there was a way to override that MCAS system or disable it, that's probably where I would start and send it up on a couple of test flights. But I wouldn't just go out and say, no, we're going to ground this plane right now because we had two crashes in a 5 minute. And I mean, it probably sounds a little screwed up for me to say that. But that's like, that would be like GM taking the Cadillac CTS off the lot because two people in a 5 month period had a problem with the brakes.
Right.
Like, that you just wouldn't do that.
Now, you see, that's where my comment came in about the Toyota hybrid Prius. Number one, the MCAS, is that like some kind of like a hybrid to save fuel or something on takeoff? And number two,
the MCAS is there to prevent the plane from stalling.
Well, number two was, well, I didn't understand number one, but all right, now I do. Number two was that angle of attack thing that's in the nose, that's an option. That's scary.
I mean, not every plane, like most airline, like the planes I fly, they don't have angle of attack indicators. You look out the window and you can see, oh, okay, I think I might be pitched up a little too bit, you know, a little too, like you'll, like in those planes, you'll feel it. And I mean, in airliners, you kind of will feel it too, but the stick will shake at you if you're getting to that point. On an airliner, it's like, listen, take all the frigging things that you could possibly get and throw it on that plane just for triple redundancy.
And then the last part is, can you disable things? Can you run without them? Obviously, I have no knowledge of airplanes whatsoever, but I mean, like cars today, the Jeep, let's call it, you can't disable the thing that keeps you in the lane. And if you want to dodge a pothole, no, we need to stay in the lane.
But
you
can fight that. You can fight. If you yank that wheel hard enough, I've done it. If you yank that wheel hard enough, you'll get around it.
But man, what a nuisance, because it's you need to do that.
It's definitely a problem.
I know I heard a story from someone here in where I live, and there's this atrocious intersection where it's four lanes of traffic in each direction, and then there's another four lanes of traffic. You got to creep up into the middle of the thing, of the intersection, on a green light and wait for the light to turn yellow or red before you go. And then the Jeep shuts the engine off and it doesn't turn it back on because there's a paper bag in front of the bumper sensors. Now you're
stuck. Okay, that's my fault then. That's what I'm going to boil it down to.
That's kind of scary.
But
yeah,
anyway.
I've seen some weird things.
Yeah.
Particularly with cars, because I used to work in the collision industry. So you see some shit.
But at the end of the day,
God, I think that would be horrible for it to happen on the highway.
Yeah, tell me about it. But alas, though, there's still one just last thing before I completely wrap up, because somebody's been pestering me to actually make squirrel noises. Like, that's
oh
the
my
thing
goodness.
I am.
Gold, I was just going to read his comment from Ice.
Yes. Well, I don't know how good I am going to be at it, because I don't, you know, I don't take my furriness to extreme levels. But regardless, for the sake of obligation, I'm going to try to make a bad imitation of it. There we go.
Every squirrel furry out there just disowned you.
Well, but at least Icy Fur did not dislike the video. So there we go.
I don't know about that, but, well, I may have lost a lot. But you know what?
one I'm gonna have to, says, God, if Jolt doesn't start making cute squirrel sounds, I'm gonna have to dislike. Sorry. That's what he said.
Look. At this stage, I might even have to actually, you know.
Have you heard the thing that Omnom has in his fursuit head?
A squeaker.
No.
It's like a squeaker, but it's like it's like a barking sort of squeak. I have a video that I retweeted. If you scroll down to like December when I was at MFF, I was listening to this thing. I was like that can't be his voice doing that. Like his throat would be shot at the end of the day. But he told me it's like a squeaker he has in there, but it's crazy. Right. It's really funny. But I was like, holy crap, like where did he get that?
I don't know.
Ah, well, regardless. Well, big deep breath now that that's done, but well, I think it is time to kind of wrap this up and close for the week. So, anybody got any little closing statements, just one by one?
Yeah.
Long live the 737.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast. Yeah, we definitely had a lot of fun making it. Really funny, some stories we had going on. And I'll see you next week.
Indeed. Mikhail, anything?
Well, other than that, this has been slam poetry against the shoe company.
Honestly, I'd love to, because full disclosure, I'm not a fan of Converse. Ergo, my joy. I take great pleasure in seeing them go broke.
And for me, I never even heard of Converse to begin with, so until today.
Yeah. Well, I guess their advertising campaign kind of worked then, didn't it?
To an extent, but now I know not to buy from them.
Yeah.
well, there you go.
Yeah. Inu, got anything to kind of wrap up with?
I've been playing with a fidget spinner the entire show, and I'm happy.
Oh, good grief. Go back to freaking 2015 or whatever year they became popular.
I just love the videos of the fidget spinners on the impact wrenches. Those are always funny.
I didn't know that you were a millennial. Wow.
Nah, oh god, I know what he is. But anyway, that's pretty much all the time we have for. You know where to find our show. If links there are plenty, and this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Adios, amigos.
Goodbye.